Parshas Vayishlach Tav Shayin Tes. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin. Omar Rav Eskatshin. Says the Gemara like this. Chetzich mikudeshes li. If he's mekadesh chatzi isha, eina mikudeshes. So the Gemara asks like this. Tanya. Omar li. Rav Marzutra breid Rav Meri le Ravina. Why don't you hold that this kiddushin spreads? Because if he says on the korban the ragla shazuela, the kiddush is mispasha bekula, the whole thing become oila. So the Gemara the following: Hani milech the mikdash dov says the Gemara like this. I'm sorry. Midomi hosam behema. A behema, if it's Bekadesh part of it, the Kiddush is dispatched to Bekula. Ocha, but here, by Kiddush Isha, Das Acheres makes it different. So the Stiper is even Gibel explains the following. If you look at the Gemara in Daf, base Amud base in Kiddush, the Gemara in Daf, base Amud base in the base Abu Dalaf and base Amud base, talks about the fact that one perek is Aisha Niknes, and the other person is Aisha Mekadesh. So there is Kinyan and there is Kiddushin. The Gemara says Kinyan is Loshon Torah, Kiddushin is Lishon Drabona. So you see that in every Kiddushin, says the Stiper, there are two components. One of them is the Kinyan, the other one is the concept of Kedusha. It says you see that the Kinyan is a chelik of the Kiddushin, because the Yeshua in Gittin, that giving Gilmud base, goes to say that even a situation when there is a Chayov Elavim, but like by Shivcha Harufa, that there is only a Chayov Elavim if she has relations with somebody else, still Kiddushin is not Toifes. Because usually Kiddushin is not Toifes. Why? Because it's Chayov Ekris, or Chavim Mrs. Beis Din. By Kiddushin is different, because the reason why Kiddushin is not Toifes is because there is a Kinyan. So if she belongs to A, she cannot be Mikudeshes to B, because she cannot belong to B at the same time. So therefore, even by Chayov Elavin, in the situation of Kiddushin, Kiddushin is not Toifes, Lekule Alma. Now, Davni Miluim, or they ask the Shaila, some second, but that's very schwer, because the Gemara does want to know, how do you know that Kiddushin is not Toifes by Eshes Ish? Okay? Davni Miluim, in Sima Mem Daled, asks from Kiddushin of Samer Zayin, because the Gemara learns from a posuk the in Kiddushin Toifsin Beshashish. Why don't you say Misvara? Why didn't the posuk the in Kiddushin Toifsin Beshashish? Kiddushin not Toifsin Beshashish, because she belonged already to somebody else. On that, the Chazonish answer is the simple answer is that you don't need a posuk the Kiddushin not Toifes. You need a posuk to say that the Vlad is a Mamzer. If you had relation to Beshashish, I knew that the Vlad is a Mamzer. Because mitzat kiddushin, even if kiddushin is not toifes, if the isur is not a isur, shein bo tfisas kiddushin, the vlad is not a mamzer. Let's say if somebody is boyel, has a relations with a shivcha or with a ktana, even though kiddushin is not toifes, but the vlad is not a mamzer, you need the love that precludes kiddushin. So that's what Gemara wants to say about Eshes Ish. Truly, Eshes Ish is not Toifes Kiddushin. Why? Because she belongs to somebody else. But how do you know that the love of Eshes Ish is such a love that precludes Kiddushin in the Vlad is a Mamzer? That's what the Gemara is asking. But the Pnishua is right, that Kiddushin is not Toifes Bechayov Elavi, Kiddushin is not Toifes Beshes Ish, because she belongs to somebody else. So you see that there is such a thing as a Kinyan. Now, besides the Kinyan, there is a Hekdesh. How do you know? And the Hekdesh, the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says the Kiddushin, why it's called Ish Mekadesh? So the Gemara says it's called Lishna Derabon, that basically based in Kiddushin. The Gemara says because the Osra La Kule Alma Kehekdesh. On that, says the Stiber, don't tell me that the Torah Asert, the Hekdesh, which is a Dover Mimela that comes automatically from the Kinyan, and you see that's not, because you see that the Ish makes it. How do you know that? Says the Stiber, you see that very clear. Because we know that there is such a thing as called shiur, that you could go ahead and have shiur. According to the Blazer, you could be meshair, could be megare shaisha chutz miploini. And the Gemara mitzad the vehoisa ve'olcha ve'oiso, the hekesh of Girushin to Kiddushin, the Gemara says the same idea applies that Kiddushin, you could have shiur, according to Rabbi Elazar. It could be kadesh her chutz miploini. If the aloch of kinyan, that doesn't make any sense. Kinyan either is yours or not. Shiur is only shaykh in hekdesh. So you see the fact that the shaya to leave somebody else out, to be mekadesh her, except for somebody else, you see that there is aloha that you make the kedusha. The kedusha is not a dover de mimela. Or mimela, you could decide how far the kedusha goes. So you see that the maise hekdesh is a maise bifni atzmai. So you see that the kedushin is kinyan, the Pnei Yeshua, and you see that there is a halacha that the husband makes a hekdesh, and therefore, technically, he could exclude somebody from the hekdesh. The Chalkas Yoyev, by the way, says the same idea. The Chalkas Yoyev says in Kiddushi Miyun, and that's in Madur, in Chalak Aleph Madur Siman Yud Ches, he goes the same idea. Says, the idea is the following. The Gemara says by Rabbi Elazar in Yevomis, Nisui Ktane Yisoima in a klum. There is no Nisui Ktana, there is no klum. The only thing is that the guy is Koine, a Ktana, if she doesn't have a father, that she needs meal. But she doesn't eat, she continues eating the truma from her father, so that Kiddushin doesn't do anything. So it talks to explain how is it Shaykh that there's a Kiddushin that doesn't need anything and still need meal? So there, because Kiddushin, usually there are two things. One of them is Osra Kulaon Kehagdash, Olon is Kinyan. Chazal on the Urbesakin Kiddushin Miyun. They only did the Kiddushin Miyun for her to be able to say, because the idea is Kiddushin Ktan and Namklum, they only did a Kiddushin to Bichal, Shaloyin Hogu by Minak Hefker, and the Baal should take care of her. So that's what the Gemara said per Cheresh. Says the Chalkasyov, the Urbesakin only, the Baal should be mutter to her, but not that the Baal has a kinyan. So they were only misaken that she has a hekdesh, not a kinyan. Why? Because the whole idea was that he should be able to stay with her, to live with her, and she should be osur on everybody else. So Mimela here, since that he is not koine her, Chazal were never misaken kinyan, they were misaken only the hekdesh. And therefore, once you're misaken the hekdesh, the husband will protect her, because she cannot be with anybody else. Once she cannot be with anybody else, technically she could be with him, because now she is not any worse than a pelegish. And usually a pelegish is also because she could technically go to somebody else, but a ketana cannot. So they were misaken just the kedusha, but not the kinyan. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar holds she needs a get on the miyun. She needs a miyun, I'm sorry, but the miyun is only the hektish. But technically, she doesn't belong to him. Therefore, she technically could eat the truma from her father. That's what he explains. So you see that there, they were misaken only one, not the other. The Stipler wants to say that this will answer also the Kasha Dor Sameach. Dor Sameach asks, you know that by a Naira, her and her father could be Mekabal the Get. Right? The halacha is that either her or her father could be Mekabal the Get. Now, if you look at the Gemaras, it's unclear who is really the Baalim of the Get and who is the Shliach. So says the Dor Sameach, in Ilchos Gerushin, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Yud Beis, and he says the following. In Perashe Mekadesh, the Gemara says, Naira, Maushe Tase Shliach Lekabel Git Miad Baila. The Gemara is a Shaila, is Kia Davia or Kechotzer Avia? The Gemara is a Shaila, is she the Yad of her father or she is the Chotzer of her father? So technically, a Naira, when she's Mekabel, the Get, she's Mekabel on behalf of her father, she's the Shliach. Okay? And the Gemara says, Kia Davia, Ibi Alima Kia Davia, Iu Shliach Oloi. So you muchach, zokter, the afilu naira ina reshus lizgarish lak bishum kshiki adavia. So the befirsh of the Gemara you see, that she works as a shliach. And yes, because the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chof Aleph, says, vei bai seima shlichus lekabola nam yashkechan balkorcha. The Gemara wants to bring a raya that he could be a shliach balkorcha. Sheken av mekabel bitu ktana balkorcha. To abbas ktana, he could mekabel the get, even though she doesn't want. So you see, there is a shliach lekabola balkorcha. And Bereshis Kabel also, the Ish Lekabel. So you see that technically the father is a shliach of hers. So one place the Gemara says in Kiddushin that she's a shliach of the father for Kabbalah's Gerushin by Naira. And the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Chaf Alef, is much of the opposite, that the father is her shliach. So what's the idea? So says the Tzlaper, no, because that's the idea. If you look at the Kinyan, every get, when the same way Kiddushin is two components, is the Kinyan and the Hekdesh. By Gerushin, it takes away the Kinyan, it takes away the Hekdesh. So Legabi, the Kinyan, the father is the one who's Makdeh, because she's the one who makes the Kiddushin. So technically, if she's Mekabel the Get, she's be Mekabel the Get on behalf of her father. But the Kedusha is Chal on her. So the one who has to take away the Kedusha is her. So Legabi, the Kedusha, the Kiddushin Sheboy, she is the one that has to get it, and her father is the Shliach. So Zokter, you're right. The father is her Shliach, and she is the Shliach of the father. The father is her Shliach Legabi, the Kiddushin Sheboy, the Kedusha, the Osa Lakuli Alma Kehekdesh, the Hekdesh Sheboy, he is a Shliach to take away, because she is the one who's got the Kedusha is her. So he has to be Kabbal, Mitzidoi. Masha'enken, Mitzad the Kinyan, since the Ika Kinyan is him, because he has the schus of the Kiddushin, she is his Shliach. So it works both ways. So says the Stipler, that's the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara has a Shaila, that the Kedusha should be mispashed Bekula, when he's Bekadis Chatzisha, that's only Legabe the Kedusha. But Legabe the Kinyan, he can't be mispashed. If you're only coin a half, that's what the Gemara says. If you're only coin a half, the Kedusha cannot be more than half, because she doesn't belong to you. That's what the Gemara means to say, that if by a regular case of Hekdesh is a behema, so since you have the schus, it's mispashet. The Kedusha spreads. Mashenken by Aisha, that you need her das acheres, you need to be koine from her. Since you only koine half, the Kedusha doesn't spread, and therefore the Kedusha is not chal. So you see that this aloha has two components of Kedusha. Now Rabbi Elchanan, Kovetz Haoretz, wants to have a shaila, which one comes first? Does the Kinyan come first and then the Hekdesh? Or does the Hekdesh come first and then the Kinyan? And the Balchon, in Kovet Shurim, he says, depends on the Loshon that you use. But in Kovet Seores, he says, both are Chal at the same time. When a person is a Maisi Kiddushin, he's doing two things. He's being Mekadeshar, that's Osar Lakul Le'alma Kehekdesh, there is a Kedusha that's Chal on her, and there is a Kinyan at the same time, and both are at the same time. And the question is, if both are at the same time, why Kiddushin needs both? You need the Kinyan and need the Hekdesh. Why do you need both? And also the idea, what kind of a Kinyan is Baisha? We learned that from Kicha Kicha Mistefron, that the same way a person is Koine Asa, that person can be Koine Aisha. So there is a Kinyan. And there is, in the beginning, Simon Choftes, in Sefkot Nalv, David Miluim as a Shaila, the Kesef, is it a Kesef Kinyan brings? He quotes Machloik as the Sma and the Taz. The Taz holds that every Kesef is Kesef Kinyan. It's not the value. Haraya, he says, even though by Soda, technically the money could be the value, but by Aisha, Ishova Pruta, that's not the value of the Isha. But the Sma holds, no, it's Kesef Shovis, and says that the Miluim, that's Mucha from the Rishonim, Mucha from the Rosh, that's a Kesef Shovis. So you see, by Kiddushin, it's the value of the Kiddushin that you're coining, which is a Shove Pruta. What are you coining? And it's only a Shove Pruta? What kinds of a Kinyan is called Kinyan issues? What kind of a Kinyan issues is it? And most important, why you need both components? Second issue is that the Gemara Kiddushin says that the Mishnah in the first parak says Aisha Niknes. Second passage, Aish Mekadesh. So the Gemara says that Isha Niknes is Loshna Torah. We learn Kicha Kicha Mis Deafron. Aish Mekadesh is Lishna de Rabbanon, the Osa Lakuli Alma Kehekdesh. So for some reason, you see that the Kinyan is a Lishna de Raisa, and the Hekdesh is Lishna de Rabbanon. What does it have to do Hekdesh, the Lishna de Rabbanon? The Rabbanon stress the Hekdesh, and the Torah stresses the Kinyan. If both are necessary, both are Mina Torah. What does it mean that one is Lishna Torah, one also Lishna Midrabanan? Why is one Mina Torah, the other one Midrabanan? And the third question is the Klichemda. Klichemda in our parsha. The Klichemda quotes the Zohar. The Zohar in Parshas Vayishlach says like this, Tochozi, begin the Yaakov Ich Nidre, because Yaakov Avinu delayed his neder, he didn't pay his neder till later. Kami Kuchabrichu, Iskav Dina Al Yodet Mekatreg, he gave Koach to the Din of the Mekatreg. The Kotrigale de Yaakov, he did a kitruk, he went ahead and accused Yaakov. Uboya dina beshaita de sakona was Rachelba, and he decided to punish Rachel when she was in sakona. Omer kamer kuchabrik of a Yaakov nader nitre velosholim. Look at Yaakov Avinu, he made a nether, he hasn't paid yet. Vayu tokiv mechoila beutra, he's the strongest of all the others. Oisher, ubegin kol madeitzrich, he got everything he needed. Velosholim nidre, he didn't pay his nether. Miad vateled Rachel vatekash belidata. Misyanish Yaakov. That's why she died. My time begin to see, because the Pasuk says, Vim lecha l'shalem, if you have nowhere to pay, lama ikich mishtav chavis, if you made a net that you can't pay, why are you going to kill your wife on that? That's the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Nitzoy Tzoyores, for the Rav Achido, asks a Pasuk Kasha, the Gemara, in the Vav Amud Aleph, in Rosh Hashanah says, that Baal Te'achar, the Pasuk says, V'haya b'chochet v'lo b'ishtachachet. The Yish doesn't die for Baal Te'achar. So Mamish Defuch the Zohar. The Zohar is telling you the Rochel died because of Baal Te'achar. The Gemara says, Bechochet v'lo b'ishtachachet. On that, the Glichem, the answer, it says, there's nafkimina between Kiddush Yisrael and Kiddush Yaakov. Kiddush Yisrael, because the question is, Ali choyra ishto kegufoy? But it says, Kiddush Yisrael, the fact that you could go ahead and be Megarish, and the Misa Sabal is Matir. So it's not really ishto kegufoy. It's all a temporary, a contingent. But by Goyim, there is a Pnei Yeshua. Again, this Pnei Yeshua is in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, the Yud Gimel Amud Beis, because the Gemara goes ahead and wants to say what's the Mekor that Misa is Matir, the death takes away the Kiddushin. So the Gemara wants to say the Mekor, the source of it, is by Almona the Kohen Gadol. You see, Almona, a widow, is also the Kohen Gadol. Masha that a widow is mutter to everybody else. Ah, Lechoresh is married. You see, Misa Sabal is Matir. Freddie Gemara, maybe by a Kohen Gadol, Almona, there is a lav, but by everybody else is an esse. So Tosis says, what esse? Is the esse v'dova k'bishto v'osele shachar. That's the possibility of Mikshtoi. That's the esse, v'dova k'bishtoi. Then the Gemara says no, and the Gemara brings another Mekor for why Misa is Matir. But the Choyra, that Mekor, says the Pnei Yeshua, is only by Israel. By a Goy that has the Yisur V'dovak B'yishto V'ezalachar, Misa Sabal is not Matir. So he says it's a much stronger relationship. Since it's a much stronger relationship, then says the Marsh, Klichanda, by Israel is not Ishtar Kegufoi. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Vaya Bechochet, you have a chet, your wife doesn't die because of Baal Te'achar. But by Goyim, which is a stronger, because Vayu Lebosar Echod, on that Ishtar Kegufoi, and the wife gets punished. Now, what's the pshat by Yaakov Avinu? So he doesn't say, but Lechoer Devort is the fact Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. So you could explain using the famous Briskrov. Briskrov quotes the Ramban. The Ramban writes, how did Yaakov marry two sisters? He married two sisters because the Torah only asserts Achois Ishtoi. If there is a Chalois Kiddushin, the Kiddushin asserts the wife. But the Kiddushin was only given them from Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, they had no such a thing as Kiddushin. The same way Avraham Avinu didn't have the Orla before the Mitzvah Mila. So therefore, the Achois Isha did not become also. So since there's no Maisa Kiddushin, the Kiddushin of Israel, which is the Kiddushin that doesn't make Ishtar Kegufoi, didn't exist. So the only way the marriage worked was what kind of a marriage? V'dovak b'ishto v'yu lebosar echad. If that is the Maisa Kiddushin that he did, so then the wife is responsible for Baal Te'achar because of Ishtar Kegufoi. Zokter, that's why Rachel died. Why did Rachel die? Because by Leah, there's no riot, but the fact that he married Rachel, Al Korchach Yaakov Avinu acknowledged that there's no Maisa Kiddushin. If there's no Maisa Kiddushin, he fall back into the Kiddush Yaakum, which is Vayu Lebosar Echad, and that Kiddushin is Ishto Kegufoi, therefore the wife died, so there's no Stiros as well. Now, the stipler in the end of Kiddushin says this Pnei Yeshua is a Bichidush. Because Lechoera, for sure, a Goy, if he dies, his Kiddushin is bottled. How do you see that? Because the Pnei Yeshua wants to be a Raya and to say by Tomer. In our Parsha, in Parsha's Vayeshev, Tomer, because Yehuda thought that she had relations with somebody, he wanted to kill her. Ah, Lechoera, her husband was dead. So, Pnei Yeshua, I see Misa Zinamatir. says the disciple, there's other reason why he died, because of Kohen, forget it. But Posh Pshat, he's Bises Abalis Matir. Because the Rambam says before Matan Torah, and that's how it's based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says there is no Gerushin by Goy, because you don't need Gerushin. Either she throws him away and she leaves it, or he leaves her. As long as they're together, they're together. But if they separate it, die is not worth the separating. So the Stabler says, the Yeshua is a big chidush. Posha Pshat is, as long as they don't live together, it's not Bosar Echot. But still, the word of the Kilichemda is right. Because as long as they are together, they are Bosar Echot. And that's Ishtoi Kegufoi. By Klal Yisrael, it works Mitzat Kinyan. It's not Ishtoi Kegufoi. And therefore, the Pasuk is Memayet Aisha from Baal Teachar. Even though a Goy technically can separate, yes, because you could break the Bosar Echot, meaning you're not tied to it forever, but as long as you're together, you are tied ke Bosar Echot, and therefore state in Bzoya that a person, his wife dies because of Baal Teachar. And the question is, what does that mean? By Klal Yisrael, the Kiddushin is lessened by a Goy? That by a Goy is Yistur Kegufoi V'yol Lebosar Echot, by Klal Yisrael is different. Why and what does it mean? So to answer the questions, why would you need both? What does the Kinyan mean? Why one's Lishon the Torah, the other one Lishon the Rabbanan? And also why by a Goy is Bosar Echot? I'd like to go into what the Shem Shmuel explains Legabe Shmini Atzeres. And he says, it's interesting, the Pasuk, it's Kinyan. But the Pasuk doesn't talk Kinyan. The Pasuk says, Ki ikach ish isha. The Gemara learns, Gzera shova, kicha, kicha, mi stefron. And by stefron, it says, Sodas bes kesef iknu. Why doesn't he lose the lush Kinyan? It says, because the word of Kinyan is a concept of connection. And like Rav Moshe explains, you have always the self. And the self, it's you. Kinyan allows you to connect the self to something else. By giving the money, you're taking it onto your shoes, is the ability to connect to something outside of you. And that's only humans can have that. That idea of Kinyan, only humans can have that. They can extend the self beyond it. That is the Chidush of Kicha. And that's why the Iker word of Kiddushin is not that you are coined that he becomes yours. Is that you connect to her by having Kinyan issues. You coined the issues. What's the Kinyan issues? You connect to the issues of the person. That's why the Kinyan is called the Loshon Kicha. It's a way to take into you, to connect to somebody outside. Even though that person is not you, but she's connected to you. Which really goes on to how Adam HaRishon was. Adam HaRishon was Du Partzufim. Was Zohar and Nekeva together. So they were one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut them, and then they connect together. But the Gemara says, Shtei Yetziris, there were two Yetziris made. If the Man D'Omer, the Gemara in Ksuva says, the Gemara in Broches, the Man D'Omer was the two Yetziris, is because Bitchila, the Machshova, the original plan was to create two separate beings. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them one and split them. What's the purpose of the Kavona was two? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them and split. The thought is very simple. The Kiddushin is that you reconnect into together. But it's not that you become a Bosar Echot. For you to be able to reconcile, you have to have two the same Shoresh. But the model, the ideal is that to be two separate beings. The Kiddushin Yisrael is a concept of Ezer Kenegdoi. It's not Ishtri Kegufi that you have the love and you become connected. No. It's a separate, which is together, is an extension of the self. But the wife and the mate is a separate being, because b'machshova, they were two. They were not one reconnected to one. And that's the chidush of the Kinyan. And the word is very simple, because our kiddushin, the male and the female, is modeled that of the great kiddushin, which is the kiddushin of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beyom chasu nosu ivim simchas liboi, Chazal say the more in Tainis, that's Matan Torah. The chasin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matan Torah. And the word is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected to us in Matan Torah. That connection is not that we become bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become ourselves, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kebeyochul That's kinyone. That's why the Torah is called kinyone shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say, Boira Oilam Bekinyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with kinyan. Hashlem ze abinyan. That's the shleimus of the chasana. Because by having a kinyan, is that our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not that we become bottled to Him. We become connected to Him, which is the concept of kinyan. That's the shiluv of Havaye Adnus. That we are our own selves, but we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having our metzius. A goy is not shayach. That the Gemara says, by a goy, it could be makriv oilas, a korban oila, but it cannot be a kriv shlomim, because if he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he becomes bottle. Yitzchok Avinu, which is the Seder HaAvoida, which he was mevatel himself, but allowed to have an existence. He's the Ketz Chai, the life after the Bittul. That's the idea of Kicha. The Kinyan issues means that you extend yourself, but that your mate is not you, but becomes an extension of you. Because that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that's the Ezer Kenegdoi. Mimela, that's the word of Kiddushin, it's that connection of the Zohar and the Keva, not by becoming bottle, going become bottle. That's why they cannot bring a Korban Shlomim, because if they go, they have a monism, they have no existence. We are Oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that He is everything, and what we spoke last week, the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bailim HaKol, it's only Choymesh, but you cannot be Moisev Yisrael Choymesh. Because you have to realize that we have our Metzius, we have our Avoida, we have ourselves, but we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Soit HaKinyan. Mimela, it's Givaldik. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, He gave us the dual form of Kinyan, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebichsav is that He gives to us and He connects to us. Torah Shebalpeh is that we kibiyochol become a Sefer Torah. We take that Torah and we become a Sefer Torah. We take that and we kibiyochol elevate ourselves to the Madrig of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Bista Levi always says what the Gemara Menochas means, that the Sefer Torah is the Sefer Torah that was given to people. Torah Shebal Peh is taking Torah and making ourselves into the Sefer Torah. That's why Kiddushin has two components. There is the Kinyan, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connect mitzad the Noisen, and on that Kibyochol the Father is the Bailim, and that Kiddushin is that she becomes Kodesh, that we become Kodesh. That's the void of Torah Shebal Peh, that we become it. Therefore, in the model of the connection, is the connection is that we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu not mitzad ishto kegufoi, we connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad kinyan. And that kinyan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the kinyan, and we use the kinyan to transform ourselves, which is the aloch of kinyan and the aloch of kiddushin. Shai said very well, that's why Torah Tzivalanu Moirosha Kilas Yaakov. Moirosha is Moirosh Nirusha, is a kinyan. And Chazal say, Al tikre moirosha, elam moirosa. That we become irsi and we become a mindset of kiddushin. That's a transformation that happens with us. That's why the Gemara says that kinyan is loshen Torah. That's the kicha mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzideinu is lishna derabonan, is loshen kiddushin. That's the loshen kiddushin because we transform ourselves. And therefore, says the Lichemda, by a Jew is Shayach Kinyan. The idea that we are farbunden, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have our own metzius. Almost this Ezer Kenegdoi, the Loi Bashomayim he, right? The Yeshiva Shelmata can argue with the Yeshiva Shelmaila. That's the Ezer Kenegdoi. By Goyim, there is no such a thing because they're not a Kabbal Torah. That's the whole idea. They don't have the Midah of Yitzchak Avinu, which is Midas Adin. For them, if they connect, they become completely bottled. They become Basar Echad. But Basar Echad means that as long as they are in that situation, they are. But whenever they have to do anything else, they separate it. That's why Kiddushin of a Goy is a stronger level. But in the end, it's a stronger level that can easily be bottled. And you see that by life. Our Kiddushin is a structure, is a relationship. There is Ischaivus. There is the Ischaivus of the husband that connects to the wife, and the wife that becomes a part of the husband. But it's a Ezer Kenegdoi. It's a structure relationship. By Goyim Lahavdil, they have love and they become connected. They can't stop thinking about each other, but then the love is gone. They separate themselves. They cannot leave this dialectics between separate and connected. And that's the chiddush of Klal also. It says the klichem, the bayagoi is basar echod, and that's basar echod, that's yisro kegufoi, but easy to break. For us, it's a different halach altogether. Our idea is we are bechochet v'lo beishtachachet. We are separate, but we are connected, and that connection is so the kinyan, which is Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebapeh, which is the kinyan and the hekdesh.